You're not invisible now. You just don't exist. Your mother must be so proud. You sublimate yourself, granting us a wish. So guys, that was a song from the artist The Shins, and the title is called Port of Morrow, and the song's name is Fall of 82. And now we have another song for you. So this is CITR 101.9, and you're listening from the Vancouver frequency, and my name's Tony Han. I'm doing another show probably in the future in CITR, I'm wishing. The show's name is called Great in Bed, probably not this time. If you're taking a nap, that's still good, but intentionally, I was hoping the show would play in the morning around 6, 7 o'clock, and we'd be talking a lot of stuff like music, movies, restaurant reviews, news, different things. So hopefully today, I can give you guys kind of scope what I'm going to talk about in the next couple of weeks if I got a shoot, I got to get a show on. So here's another piece of music from another artist, so here we go.
Oh, but dear, the sky is low white.
guys, that was a song by the famous Purity Rain. They're not quite famous yet, but the title is called Obedir, and it's from album Shrine. So that's a beautiful piece by them. Very chill music. I'm pretty sure if you're studying or anything like that, you know, just play on your computer track, and it's going to be awesome. So the next piece we're going to play is from the XX. So let's listen. That's a great song from the XX, and the name is Angels. It's pretty beautiful album from Let Yourself. That'll be Coexist. My bad. I'm hanging a little bit trouble pronouncing stuff today. But we have another piece of music for you guys. I know it's a lot of music. I said I was probably going to talk about stuff, but that'll be later in the show. So if you don't want me to keep playing music, if you want to come back later, you can do that as well. Just tune back in about 20-30 minutes when I'm ready. That'll be a great idea. So this is CITR 101.9 FM. I present you another piece of music. Thank you. Guys, welcome back, and this is CITR 101.9, and this is our ad. So tune back in about a minute, and we'll be right back with the music.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ming, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice.
We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best.
How do we do that?
Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And we're back, guys. Welcome back to the show. I promise you guys I will talk a little bit more about Not only music, but something else like news. And there's one piece of news that I want to talk to you guys about. I saw this on the UBC last night, which is kind of last minute thing. But we do have something very interesting for you. It's called interest-free loans. And what it does, actually, the faculty of UBC, they lend money to the faculty members. And it was, you know, a great idea because it attracted a lot of great professors or executives to come to Vancouver. And, you know, basically root in UBC and teach and give quality education to the UBC students. But the problem is that it's interest-free to the individuals, but it's not to the faculty who pays them. For example, university librarian Ingrid Parent has a $600,000 loan for the house. And also, the person also ties with Dean Robert Housley from Sauder School of Business. So this interest that accumulated through this loan would not only be paid by the faculty, but not actually for the individual. So what do you think of this problem? Does it create a problem for today's university? Because in many ways, this news piece is very important to the students. Because think about how many students, they don't have a housing in UBC, they have to rent a house, you know, outside of UBC, or they have to rent something very, or they have to commute very far from home. For me, I travel from Burnaby every morning and travel home every night. It took me an hour and a half. I know I'm just talking a lot of nonsense here, but trying to get me through here. It is a lot of trouble to do that. For example, other university, they don't really have a program that's very standard like this. In Langara, they don't have this kind of standard interest-free loans, but they do have one for a special case for U of T, which is University of Toronto. Even though it doesn't exist for Langara, one of the workers who worked there told us, told UBC that there exists a plan like this for the provincial health, which is a very interesting case. You know, university justifies this act by saying that it attracts great professors and executives, but isn't the pay just too much for the interest? So that's just something for you guys to think about. And now we're going to have another piece of music, and we will be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, guys. That was a great piece, another great piece from Chili Gonzalez, a very beautiful piece. I believe, you know, it's really a great music for Tuesday afternoon when it was cloudy outside and it might rain, it might snow somewhere in Lower Mainland. It's just a miserable day, but you know, we're all stuck inside. That'll be a good thing. So next thing I want to talk about will be another piece of news. It's not from in the particular UBC world, but is tech news. It's about a technology company, closely as a telecommunication company. Rogers, the Canadian giant, is ready to take one step further into the media industry by acquiring Mountain Television Limited, unlicensed wireless spectrum from Shaw, the cable giant located in Ontario, but also expanded into BC. If everything falls for favor of Rogers, a corporation will be able to seek advancement in licensed spectrum in five regions. That will be Alberta, British Columbia, Northern Ontario, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. This deal will worth roughly about $710 million and about $700 million in Canadian dollars. Co-owned by Shaw and Rogers, TV Choplis, a TV channel, will be brought out entirely by Rogers. And that deal alone cost $50 million. And you just have to wonder how much money Rogers have. They named the arena in Vancouver Rogers Arena. What else? Next one will be a TV station. And hopefully we're going to see more variety in the cable industry and also wireless spectrum industry. That'll be a great sign for a competitive market, and that'll be beneficial for us consumers. So aside from that, we have another piece for you, and that will be in 3, 2, 1.
I can only and came to fly.
And we're back again. I know it's very interesting music today I played. A lot of very chill music, very quiet, and piano classics. And I love them when, especially, it's a day like this. Also, I play a lot of rock plus metal plus, you know, different kind of things. Because right now I'm kind of just trying to experiment with the music and see what's the best music out there. But definitely I found one particular band. They're called Cloud Kickers, and they have done a lot of great music suggested by my friend Sifa Hassan. Thanks to him if he's listening to CITR right now. But yeah, I have another piece from them. The name is called You and Yours from their old album. You know, I would be playing a lot of two more music from them from their new album. So here we go, and hopefully guys, you guys enjoy this. We'll be right back.
And that is music from the Cloud Kickers, from their last album, You and Yours. And the music piece is called You and Yours. The album is Let Yourself Be Huge. How can I make that kind of mistake? Anyway, going back to about my show, I don't have so much time, about 20 minutes left, but my show I was talking about is going to be mainly music reviews and probably some news I was talking about, but that'll be in the far future. So let me just talk about why I decided to become one of the show hosts at CITR. It really started when I was in high school, you know, some just random day. I was sitting in the classroom and I thought about, wouldn't it be nice to have some kind of announcement in the morning where, you know, a lot of great news will be pronounced to people and people will be happy and they will get their pizza for $1.50 for two slices. And it was a very exciting time. So I proposed to the administrations and it was great because I liked my idea. So and it became one of the first hosts at my school because my school was pretty ghetto, Burn Creek, you know, one of the schools in Burnaby. So when I came into university, when I joined UBC in 2011, I wasn't really trying to pursue any dreams of mine. I'm just going to be finish my degree, read my books, and just go home and find a job, and that's my kind of view. But, you know, things change, and my goal university changed a lot. So right now I just want to, you know, pursue my my passion or dream, whatever you want to call it, and one of them being as radio station. Here I am and saying a lot of nonsense stuff to you, and if you can't understand me, please give me a call, and I'll be really glad to hire you as one of my assistants in the future. So now we're going to play another piece of music from the Cloud Kickers. They're a great band I was talking about. They're a very interesting Mandelic band with a lot of classic. So here we go, the music, they're called The Focus. We'll be right back.
him. Narcotics King. Big time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies. Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And now we're back again. This is Tony on CITR 101.9, and you're listening to the potential show called Gritty in Bed. I understand it's still 2:47 p.m. Pacific time. I know probably you're not feeling sleepy. If you do, you're probably in a class with a boring prof, or you've been up all night playing League of Legends or reading a book, even though that's a rare case. But so back to my point, I was talking about my show earlier. I did two pieces of news, one about interest-free loan for the faculty member in UBC. That's been a big controversy in our campus these days. And the second news I talked about was an acquisition from Rogers, acquiring something from Shaw. And that was very interesting news because actually kind of affect CITR in some way because they are acquiring a licensed wireless spectrum. So that's very interesting. And the next piece I want to talk about is very technology focused. If you can't even think about talking about phones or hearing people talking about phones, you know, this is probably the time you want to tune out or, grab a cup of coffee and come back in about like 2 or 3 minutes. So I'm a big fan of technologies and devices, gadgets, and things like that. If you check my phone newsfeed, you're going to see a bunch of those. For me, personally, I'm into phones and computers. And the biggest event that's happening right now is the CES, Consumer Electronics Show. So that's a very big thing for the technology world. And there's something I want to just share with you. That's one of the best phones I've probably seen in that show, and the name is called Xperia Z. There also is another phone called Xperia ZL, which has a tiny bit difference from the phone Xperia Z. So this phone produced by Sony, as you may know, Sony hasn't been in a smartphone market for quite a long time. They don't produce the best phones or the most reputable phones. But it did have a lot of fans for their Xperia series before this particular version came out. So this particular phone is a phone with 5-inch screen, 1080p resolution, perfect for video and viewing angles. It's clocked at 1.5 GHz with Snapdragon 4 Pro at 1.5. Yeah, that's a dual quad-core CPU, very fast, able to get a lot of text going on at the same time. And, if you're looking for a really good camera phone, this one also has a capability. Because they have a 13-megapixel image quality, plus has something really interesting lens called Exmor, which is an upgraded version of CMOS sensor that does a really great job in capturing those great pictures under low lighting area or fast moving object, so-called HDR technology these days. The phone, it's built in up to 16 gigabytes, and you can expand it with SD card. The biggest feature of this phone, though, you can drop it in water and not give a bout of life. You know, it's very great phone. I mean, like, what kind of, like, don't you want just talk in your shower? Don't you want to sit in your hot tub and talk to your boyfriend or girlfriend or both at the same time? Wouldn't be a great experience for that? Or if you're drop your phone accidentally into the toilet, not many manufacturers cover that kind of damage. So that's a great feature to use. Or if you want to escape from the world, but you still want to connect in some ways, you can check Facebook and Twitter in the water. That's a great idea as well.
Also, I've heard a lot of great reviews about this phone in terms of brightness and also battery life. And also, this phone has Jelly Bean 4.1, a new system for Android systems. So in terms of specification, this phone is very comparable to my phone. It's called Optimus G, or another phone that's been released by Google recently called Nexus 4. So those phones are very, very high-end phones with great features. And, you know, if you're looking for some phone, an alternative to iPhone, because they're going to produce something really crappy like the iPhone 6, then, you know, probably it's time to switch to the Droid family. So yeah, that's what I have for you. And now we're going to have another piece of music from Cloud Kicker, and the music's going to be the same album, The Fade, as you can hear previously, compared to Let Yourself Be Huge. That's another album released previously by Cloud Kicker. They have very different styles. I mean, for The Fade, they have very heavy feeling that you just want to, you know, rock the world with your voice, with your guitar, metallic voice. You wanna sing really a lot, like just that crave there. But without further ado, we're gonna present you with the music from Cloud Kicker, and here it is. And that was another piece from the Cloud Kickers. I've been playing a lot of their songs. So maybe you're interested in this kind of music, then it would be very great source to find this kind of music. It would be bandcamp.com. You know, it's a famous website out there. But if you are interested in their song particular, Cloud Kickers, then just go into cloudkickers.bandcamp.com and search for the albums. I play Fade today, which released on August 2nd, 2012, last year. And also the last album would be the Let Yourself Be Huge. That was released a bit longer ago. So all the music today I played, they have a very interesting style to it. I'm pretty sure if it's not weird. But this music's produced by Ben Sharp and Adam Castle. They're great musicians. They formed the band Cloud Kickers quite a while ago. So if you like them, go to their Tumblr account, blogkicker.tumblr.com, to visit them for more music or to know more about the band. But, you know, without further ado, I think I'm going to end my filling time today at 2:55. I'll leave you guys with one more piece of music. It's from the XX, the very, very great XX. I love their music. Great study music, great music you want to listen to on a bus because you get bored real easily. So without further ado, here's the XX. Thank you.
Racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Midnight on the interstate, and I didn't feel so great until I saw the city, and I was younger and open like a child. Man,